Good morning, everyone. So, today is our last full day of the retreat. And what this means in terms of the arc of the retreat is that it's a time of fruition. It's a time where a lot of the time that you've put in with the mindfulness and compassion and heart qualities and clear seeing now will start to just open in different ways, and for a variety of different ways that openings happen. And that tends to be the arc. Not always, but it tends to be the arc. When I say open, remember I said in a variety of different ways. So what you think your opening will look like is likely different than what yours will look like. And it also means that we can start to get thoughts of what's next. And that's really good, because that's your prefrontal cortex coming online to organize things and arrange things. And we're really glad that we all have those and they function well. And in modernity, they're a little hyperactive often. And so this is a great morning if you're starting to see those thoughts. Sometimes I'll just even like have a little piece of paper next to me and just take a slight note if it's really running, just a little slight note. Okay, I'll tend to that later, but not now. Not in the preciousness of what we're experiencing to tend to anything that doesn't really kind of require the tenderness and the openness that you're in right now. And you will need to do tasks eventually, but not this morning. Not this afternoon, early afternoon. It does mean that the schedule will change this afternoon. And that will be posted after this. And I encourage you, you know, to look at that. And then I'll tell you like the important things and just know what you need to be to next. But, you know, you don't need to think a lot about the schedule change. Just the kind of important things that have changed that you'll need to attend to. So the morning is exactly the same. Sit, walk, sit, walk, sit, move, sit, move. Monica is still offering the movement. Thank you so much. What an offering, Monica. Thank you. And then we'll come back to 30, same for the affinity sits and sit in the hall. Then a movement meditation, same. Our walking meditation, and then at 3:45 there'll be closing announcements, and we ask that everyone attends that. There's information that everyone needs. Then after those closing announcements, we really encourage you to do some mindful movement or walking practice to help ground, because after you get all that input, it's very interesting to learn to like settle your heart, settle your mind through the practice. And it's an art, it's a dance. So walking practice, and then there'll be the Dharma talk with Aaron tonight or this afternoon. Then dinner. Then instead of sky gazing at 6:45, we'll come back here for a all attend meeting with us, the teaching team. So at 6:45, we'll all meet here. We won't do sky gazing. Sky gazing yogis, you don't need to set up the sky gazing area today. At 7:30, when we had open practice before, that'll be walking or sky gazing. And if you want to sky gaze and sit with the cushions, if it's dry, you can grab those in room 5. Now kind of everyone knows, or grab a chair and I'll be out there from that time and I'll ring a bell. I guess that the big bell will be rung too, but we'll do that together, people that want to, and other people do what they do. And then Brahma Vihara is at 8. Okay. So change is afoot. And we're in the heart of the retreat still. A few other announcements, and then I'll go to guiding the meditation, is that today there will be some opportunities, a very few opportunities to sign up for a group with me and one-on-ones with Victoria. So if you have a specific question, this is like it's a practice discussion. It's not to connect or, you know about either of our works. We'll let you know. All of us will let you know what we do at the end of the retreat. But if you have a specific practice question, something's coming up in your practice and you would like to meet with either one of us, you can do that. Aaron is going to meet with Ruth Ann, Aaron Treat, Ruth Ann, Molly, Angelique, Olivia, and Angita. And if you check the board after this, there'll be a note for you that tells you the time. Please check the board immediately because a few of you are meeting right after with her. Okay? And in my practice group, which there'll be six signups for people that want, but I've signed up based on questions that you've asked me, Nina M, Elisa M, and Issa P. If you don't want to be in that group for some reason, you can just cross your name off and someone else can. Okay? And then there'll be a sign up, like I said, for that group that I'm doing, and then a sign up if you check the board for Victoria. Ah, glad that's over. All right, let's shake it out. I need to shake it out. It's like, oh. But I chose to do that now so that we could shake it out and then go into the practice and have the morning in practice. So, la 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 la. All right, so I'm imagining myself doing three circles, spinning it out. Okay. Okay, so I want to read you this quote from the Majjhima Nikaya to inspire this morning's practice. Develop a mind that is vast like space, where experiences, both pleasant and unpleasant, can appear and disappear without conflict, struggle, or harm. Rest in a vast like mind. Develop a mind that is vast like space, where experiences, both pleasant and unpleasant, can appear and disappear without conflict, struggle, or harm. Rest in a mind vast like space. I actually think one of the most important words in that quote is develop. It doesn't say like instantly stabilize and live your life. It's cultivate, train. It's a process. And why I've come on retreat and found retreat so useful is because it shows me a possibility through being in very refined conditions that then inspires me to keep practicing in the humble process of interacting with people and the situations that I meet in my life and the systems that we live in at this time. So what I wish for us this morning is another glimpse of what it means for us, this vast like mind that can meet pleasant and unpleasant without conflict or struggle. This is another way that this can be said. This is by Shogyam Trungpa again. He says, "Hold the sadness and pain of this world in your heart, and at the same time, power and vision of the great Eastern Sun. Then you can make a proper cup of tea. Hold the sadness and pain of this world in your heart, and at the same time, the power and vision of the great Eastern Sun. Then you can make a proper cup of tea." So what I like about this rain practice that we'll do now is it's not transcending phenomena to get to tenderness, openness, non-identification. It's entering into phenomena, it's being intimate with phenomena, it's touching phenomena. And maybe you'll have a glimpse of the simultaneity that simultaneously our hearts meet phenomena. When I say phenomena, I mean everything that moves. Our hearts meet everything that moves with the possibility of the great Eastern Sun. So we can see that these qualities of nourishment, tenderness, kindness, non-identification can coexist with all the movement, all the phenomena. And we can do that through noticing the body sensations in our knee. That's another teaching here, is like everything is a doorway, and picking that which is simple can really support that doorway. Okay, so I'll just remind you of the terms, but I'll lead you through it. So let's recognize, allow, investigate, and then this tenderness, nourishment, vast sky quality that we'll point to. So just take a moment to feel your body, earth element, resting on earth, here, now. And even before you pick what you'll work with, let's invoke that circle of support. So some of you wrote me notes that there weren't so many people when you invoked that circle of support. And if that's you, I invite you to invoke places like the ocean or a river or anything that's nourishing, a food, honestly. You can invoke a particular kind of food and imagine that food just loving you up. You can be creative, like what nourishes you? What gives you support? And just imagine this circle surrounding you. And remember, ground, earth element, feel your lower portion of your body against the cushion or the chair, your back against the chair, your hands on your lap, here, now, earth element resting on earth. And then imagining this circle of support now coming behind you. In any way your imagination could have their hands on your back, breathing, opening. And then invoking this quality of dignity. You, O nobly born, children of the awakened ones, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. Luminous is your consciousness. Brightly shining is its nature. Here, now. And then really assessing your capacity right now. What do you want to breathe with? What is it? What would be skillful to recognize? Totally can be an emotion, something pleasant, unpleasant, be a body sensation. So we're in this step of recognition here, now. And I recommend picking one thing if your mind is like back and forth, like just pick one. No problem. Do this again another time. And this courage to recognize. Just being with here, now. I see you. And then this next step is to allow. And so with this, you're just opening, like, okay, what's here? Just letting it unfurl. And you might, if it's something that's bigger, you might say, we'll do this for about 7 minutes. It's not that long. 8 minutes. Here, now. And if there's a quality of not wanting, then you connect with that not wanting. You allow that not wanting. So make contact with not wanting is like this, here, now. And ask yourself, where is this most located in the body? Where do I notice this in the body? If you're not already locating it directly in the body, notice where is this located in the body? And then once that's recognized, this is this very fine art of getting intimate with. You're going to make a very gentle contact with your attention. It's tender, gentle, curious. Is it warm, cool, pulsing, tingling? What is it like on the right side of it? The cooler or hot? What about the left? Above and below? Is there an emotional tone? Yes, no. It's not trying to figure it out. It's not like getting in there. It's just, it's touching and like very gentle, tender curiosity. Hi. Feeling the motion. See if you can sense motion. And is there lack of motion? Is there a sense of something like there's no motion within it? It's like kind of stuck. What is stuckness like? Whatever is happening, like use that same curiosity. And just keep like gently penetrating. Attention interpenetrates, and then you can like back it off and go into the sides and neutral areas, and then go back in and just like make contact with attention, making contact, intermingling, intimate. You may start to notice when you make contact that you have like tingles in your arms and your legs. You might notice a like push back, like a shock backwards, like no, not now. Listen to that, go somewhere neutral. Only doing that which is in capacity. And always go back to opening the eyes, looking around the room. But if the mindfulness is strong enough, just play in this quality, this awakened quality of investigation, breathing with, opening, allowing. And see if just naturally there's a quality of tenderness, nourishment, kindness, compassion, care. Now we're moving into the non-identification nourishment. Is that naturally already there? If yes, prioritize that. So choose to place your attention now on where in the body do you feel the tenderness? Where in the body do you feel the nourishment? And now you bring that like inner penetrating investigation, this intimate contact to the nourishment, to the tenderness here, now. And this is a little trick. You can invite it to increase. When we notice wholesome qualities, skillful qualities, these sublime qualities, it's not a force, it's a really gentle intention. May you increase. May kindness increase. May tenderness increase. May clarity and clear seeing increase. Here, now. You may feel this sense of whatever you're noticing as being very personal. You also might sense a flavor of impersonal, just naturally. You can feel a universal or an impersonal quality. If there's any quality of the content you are investigating still here, you have two options with this practice as I teach it. One is to stay with this like tender contact, and just stay in a very tender contact with it. Gentle contact, or to invite the entire thing to dissolve and just rest in tenderness itself. Rest in openness. Rest in the vast sky. Feeling held by the earth. Here, now. Inviting anything that's left of the motion of what you were contacting to dissolve. And being with the embodied sense of dignity. Oh, openness. Of your innate luminosity and presence. Breathing with dignity is like this. Breathing with presence is like this. Here, now. So we'll have another about 20 minutes to practice in mostly silence. And I invite you, one of these two options, just to stay with the tenderness, with whatever emerges as it flows through. Or practice this embodied presence here, now, embodying your dignity. And if at any moment you kind of lose your own sense of presence or dignity, I invite you to just imagine the presence and dignity of our Sangha here, of our circle. That if you lose your own sense, that you open your eyes and just look across the room and be inspired by the dignity of another, or the dignity of the circle of sincere practitioners. Develop a mind that is vast like space, where experiences both pleasant and unpleasant can appear and disappear. Rest in a mind vast like space. rest in a heart that is vast like space, where experiences, both pleasant and unpleasant, can appear and disappear. Rest in a heart vast like space. You, O nobly born, children of the awakened ones, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, do not forget who you are. Do not forget your true nature. Luminous, conscious, brightly shining. Trust it. Return to it. It is home. There's this term we use, you often hear in this tradition, and it's like it's about like part of what we're doing is getting off the wheel. And when we say getting off the wheel, it's like getting off the wheel of these cyclical thoughts or the wheel of these cyclical habitual emotions. And as I understand that, that's a process of entering in so fully, so immediately, so consciously with what's in front of us that it dissolves. And what we're left with is this undefended, open heart to meet what's in front of us with more clear seeing. So I really invite you today just to take that, like just receive, allow, and let the heart just keep meeting and making contact with all that you encounter in this mystery of being an embodied human. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.